I've been thinking, praying as to what it might be and what would that sermon be. And it is a heavy load to be placed on that last sermon of the year. And so I thought about it and prayed, and the Lord gave me this conviction to share with all of us about this topic: be grateful, be ready. And be grateful for what? And be ready for what? So, in short, it's be grateful to God for His blessings. And be ready for rapture, our Lord Jesus' imminent return. And we'll go deeper into this afterwards, and to help us to understand why we need to be grateful to God and be ready for the rapture. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful teacher, and He usually will give very, very complicated issues and challenges in life, and very difficult lessons filled with meaning in a very simple story. And our Lord Jesus Christ is that master storyteller. So today we want to understand this particular story that the Lord Jesus Christ told. And it's not a story, it's a real thing. It's a real event that the Lord Jesus Christ and His disciples faced, and they have all been witness to that. And we want to understand for 2023, the whole year, it has already passed, and we have come to the end of it. Why certain problems fall on us? For a moment, you just think, what are the problems that you are facing in 2023? And the problems could be in relationships. And you'd say, that is so difficult. Lord, my tears have been flowing the whole night, and nobody seemed to understand. And not only that, nobody seemed to be able to help. Maybe you're in that problem relationship, husband and wife, parent and children. And maybe even with in-laws, maybe with our colleagues, maybe with our employers that we think might be too hard on us. And problems also with our health. Health may be physical health, mental health. And of late, you've also heard people who are famous even committed suicide, thinking that that's the only way. They've come to the end of the road. Challenges, problems in life. Some may be feeling or experiencing challenges of finance, of money, and just couldn't keep the cash flow properly, not in business, but even individually or as a family. And some may have a lot of challenges in work. 2023, problems that fall on us. Why? And we ask, always like to ask the question, why? And it's a good question to ask. Overall, since Adam took off the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, plunged mankind into sin, the consequences of sin, that would be the general reason. And lots of consequences of sin has come into our lives. And with regard to these problems. And it could also be God's permission to allow these problems to come into our life, because God has a purpose. And remember Romans 8:28. For all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And we sometimes do not understand God's purpose in our lives. Why, God? Why do you even allow those problems and challenges to come into my life? So, today we're going to read this account, an encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ with certain people. And it's taken from Luke 17, 11 to 19. So it's good for us to break it into a few bite-sized portions, and we will consider what God's word would like to teach us. Luke 17, 11 to 13. Shall we all read this together? Ready, go. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And it came to pass, there is a purpose. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, as the Lord Jesus Christ went to Jerusalem, as it came to pass, there is a purpose. And just like in this particular encounter, there is a purpose of the Lord Jesus meeting with the 10 lepers. And as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And we know that he has done a lot of miracles, a lot of work in Galilee. He did much work there, as we can see in Matthew chapter 4, 23. But in Samaria, but also remember, he encountered that woman at the well. And because of that encounter, many from Samaria also came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So the Lord Jesus Christ was passing through in the midst of Samaria and Galilee. There is a purpose. It is not by chance. And we see in verse 12, as he entered a certain village. When you see this, these phrases, these words in the scripture, you know that it is not by chance. There is a purpose. As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men. Is it 10 ordinary men? No, 10 men that were lepers. Leprosy is an incurable disease. But of course, there are many shades of skin diseases. But with regard to these lepers, it is incurable. And they were treated as the least in the society. They were treated as scum in the society because it can spread. Oh, don't you touch those lepers. Not even when the wind is blowing, you don't come near the lepers, lest you get the disease. It can spread. So these lepers, they were outcast. They were the least. They were the scum of the society. And wherever they go, they have to call out, unclean, unclean. Why? Because if they come near those people say, what? There is a leper in our midst and is covering up. Let's run, lest we get that disease also. So this leprosy is a graphic illustration of sin's destructive power. And these men had leprosy. And it's incurable by man. And if it were to be curable, they would have gone to a doctor. They would have gone to someone. They must have tried all their ways and means. When you have a problem, when you have a problem in your own life, you may run to some people, some means of solving that problem. These people, the 10 lepers, they have exhausted all their means. They have no other way of getting themselves cured. So they will cry out, unclean, physically, and people will associate that spiritually. These guys, they must have sinned so terribly. They got leprosy. And if we were to look at the list of defilement and the seriousness of this defilement in that whole list, which the people, the Jewish people, will run away from, will not touch. The first one, the first biggest defilement is dead body. Don't even go in there. Don't touch the dead body. And number two is leprosy. So these 10 lepers, they must have suffered a lot. They must have suffered for a long time. They have missed their family members. They could not go home. They must have missed their friends. They could not get near. They could not even go near the city. They have to be outside. They're very pitiful people. They must have been crying. And then as the Lord Jesus Christ was entering into that certain village, mind you, there is a purpose, a God, a divine purpose. And there met him 10 men that were lepers. And what do these lepers do? They stood afar off, and which they should, and which they know. But when they stood afar off and they lifted up their voices, do they even have voices? Leprosy will be eating up the flesh and eating and breaking down the immune system, that it would affect the voice. It would affect the voice box. It would affect the larynx. That for a leper to be even able to utter, even to speak, it would already be a problem. And they saw the Lord Jesus Christ, and they stood afar off, and they saw the Lord Jesus. A lot of thoughts must have gone through their mind. This is the Master. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, which everybody has been talking about. This is the divine healer. It might be our opportunity. It might be our chance. And even with the voices that you could not cry out, these lepers, and they lifted up their voices, whatever voice that they still had with them, and with lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Do you have problems in your life that you will just cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me? And these lepers, they know that the Lord Jesus Christ is able. And to say, have mercy on us, is a desperate call. Desperate call to a person who is able to heal them and who would have compassion on them. Because all the others in the society will run away from them. These lepers are outcast. And they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What a cry. What a cry from desperate souls. Have you been in that situation? Have you been in that position in your own life where you realize that nobody could help you? And you call out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And that is a prayer. That is calling out to God to help. And let us see what happened in Luke 17, 14 to 16. Let us read this together. Ready, go. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Let us pause there and see what it means by these verses. And when the Lord Jesus Christ saw them, saw these 10 lepers, and the Lord Jesus knew what kind of challenges, what kind of problems that they might have faced in their lives, which others just could not help. And worst of all, they are outcast. He said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. What a strange phrase. Go, show yourselves unto the priests. Jesus, Master, I thought you pronounce something and then my leprosy will be healed and then I'll be healed. Like now, you ask me to go, show yourselves unto the priests. Is that all? And you're not going to pronounce something on us and heal us? You just say, go, show yourselves unto the priests. Well, if Jesus, Master, whom we cry out, have mercy on us, told us to do so with their little faith that they have, they went. And it came to pass that as they went, as they were going to the priests, they were cleansed. Why did the Lord Jesus Christ ask them to go to the priest? We'll look at that. But as they went, that phrase, as they went, there is this manifestation of faith, manifestation of action, nothing to lose. We are desperate. We will follow what Jesus, Master, tells us. And what happened? As they went, they were cleansed. Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ asked them to go and show themselves to the priests? Because the Lord Jesus Christ knew that if they were to obey the Lord Jesus and go, they will be cleansed. And why to the priests? You can read it in another day, but Leviticus 14 from verses 1 to 32 would have told us all about how a leper who has been healed will go to the priest. If ever they are cured under the law of Moses, they should show to the priest in order to be pronounced clean. And then they can return to their home and they can return to their society. So that's why they have to, for a leper who has been healed, when they go to the priest and the priest will check and quarantine and check. And if they're really, really healed, then they'll be pronounced clean. And then they can go to their home and to their society. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, go, show yourselves unto the priests. But would these 10 lepers do it? They're desperate. They're desperate. And it came to pass, as they went, they obeyed nevertheless. And as they went, they were cleansed. And notice that they were cleansed is instant and it's permanent. Because we did not read of these lepers getting into leprosy again in the account that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. This cleansing was instant, it was permanent. They were cleansed. This cleansing is a blessing to the lepers. It's a great blessing. Have you yourselves in 2023, have we ourselves also received blessings? Blessings of relationship restored. How wonderful, how warm the experience is when relationship is restored. Have you experienced that? When your health is restored, when God provided you sufficiently, and your workplace, and maybe some of us may feel entitled. The blessing I should have. God, I address you, Jesus, Master. I'm entitled to this blessing. And if you felt that entitlement to this blessing, you would say that, wonderful, I've got what I wanted. My prayer answered instantly. Wonderful. And let us read and let us look at verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed as they were walking to show the priest, bing, they were healed. 10 of them were healed. But one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Let us just understand what these verses mean. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back. He made a choice. Verse 15, he turned back. He made a choice, a conscious choice, a deliberate, intentional choice. He turned back. And what did he do when he turned back? And with a loud voice, he was healed. His voice box was also healed. With a loud voice, he glorified God. And we all know that, as I mentioned just now, leprosy affected voice box, and this man's voice box was healed. And he came back and with a loud voice glorified God. Gratitude. Thank you, God. And he fell down on his face at his feet. He worshipped the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. The scripture inspired Ed with this verse, with this phrase, and he was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were looked down by the Jews. And the Jews would consider them like half-breed, despised. And they do not worship in Jerusalem. They have their Mount Gerizim. They have their Shechem. Oh, the Jews don't like the Samaritans. And in fact, if they were to cross to Jerusalem from Galilee, they will walk on the other side of Jordan, that they will not even pass Samaria. And the Lord Jesus Christ passed through Samaria as he was going to Jerusalem. And this man who came back and gave thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, he was a Samaritan. And let us see. First, asking ourselves the question, are we blessed? Have you received blessings from the Lord? Has God helped you in 2023? Look back. Think back. Do you come before the Lord to say thank you? Yes, you may be very happy with the blessings. You may be very happy with a gift. But here, this Samaritan came back and worshiped God and thanked God. And let us see what our Lord Jesus Christ say. And Jesus, okay, let's read together 17 to 19, ready, go. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And it said unto them, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Sorry, and he said unto him, the stranger. Verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Of course the Lord Jesus Christ knew that there were 10 cleansed, because the 10 lepers voiced out aloud, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. But where are the 9? So our question this morning, when the Lord Jesus Christ addressed this question to the Samaritan, and of course the Samaritan came and worshipped God, we worship our Lord Jesus Christ, and the question was, where are the 9? Didn't they come back and say thank you? Didn't they come back and worship God? Where are the 9? The question, is it you? Where were you? You've received the blessings throughout 2023. and many more years in the past, you have received the blessings. Where were you? Did you come back and thank God? Is that you? Did you thank God for the blessing, but did not thank God for Him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is more precious to us than the blessings that we have received. And this Samaritan obviously experienced that. And he turned back, U-turn, and came, return unto the Lord, and worship God. Worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank the Lord Jesus Christ. And with this question, where are the nine? My question to you will be, to us, will be, where are you? Where were you? You say, where was I? Where? What? Worship service, I'm here. All right? Thank God. That is a great privilege to come to worship the Lord. Where were you? In prayer meeting. Oh, that is so boring. And I don't actually like to pray. And anyway, I'm scared of being called to pray. Where were you? I thank God for the blessings. He has helped me in my relationships. He has helped me in my finances. He has helped me in my work. I thank Him personally. Church prayer meeting. Where were you? Where were you? Did we have to come and take a bus and drive to come to a place? Zoom. Click on the button and you're there. You can mute yourself, mute your video, together as a church. We come and say, thank you, God. We need you. Where are the nine? Where were you? Bible study, evangelism. Yes, it is not that when you are there and therefore you are more spiritual. No. But with our thankful hearts, and we say we want to worship God. We want to thank God. We want to pray for the work of God. And God can bless the church. But you would have lost your blessing. Where are the nine? Where were you? You know yourself. You don't have to give us an answer. You give God the answer. Where were you? There are not found that return to give glory to God, verse 18, save this stranger. Why stranger? The Jews regarded the Samaritan as a stranger from the Jews' perspective. Yet we know that many of the Samaritans came to believe in the Lord. And he said unto them, unto him, unto this leper who gave thanks, who returned to God, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Salvation, deliverance from sin and hell. This Samaritan, this stranger, received that blessing from God because he turned back and he worshiped God and he thanked God. Yes, the blessings, the Lord Jesus Christ did not take back the blessings. The nine lepers, they were healed. They were healed. They just don't come back and thank God. They were healed. But this Samaritan, this so-called stranger from the Jews' perspective, thy faith hath made thee whole. Our Lord Jesus Christ blessed him with salvation because he put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and not on the blessings itself. Salvation, deliverance from sin and hell. So today we plead with non-believers. If any one of us here have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the public means of grace God has blessed, whether through the church, through many other ways of hearing the gospel, we plead with you, come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior even at the end of 2023. And believers, be like the Samaritan. Be like the stranger. Be like this leper that was healed and so grateful. Be grateful, not for the blessings, but be grateful to God. Worship Him, obey Him, honor Him, live for the Lord. Usually at the end of the year, and maybe today, maybe tonight, you would hear a particular song that usually is being sung at the end of the year. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot in the days of auld lang syne? It was written by an old Scots poet, maybe in the 18th century. Auld lang syne. Old is old, lang is long, syne is since. Old, long, since. Long, long ago. My friends, I will never forget you. We've been through difficult days. We've been through good days. And this song was about that. To remember the good old friends. To remember the good old friends at the end of the year. And the Scottish diaspora, they're all over the world. And they sang Auld Lang Syne. And today become a global phenomenon. Even as this song is not a Christian hymn, when the poet wrote it, is to help him to express his thanks to good old friends, Auld Lang Syne, old long since, long, long ago, with all the friends he remembered that went through thick and thin together. Do you know, and I'm sure you know, and do you recollect, our friend, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came 2,000 years ago as a babe in a manger. We have celebrated Christmas season. Our friend loved us so much. He knows our through thick and thin. And more importantly, we were all destined for hell. We're all marching to hell. And our friend, our Lord Jesus Christ, He died for you and for me. He died in our place. Auld Lang Syne, the world will sing it, and maybe did not even think too much about it, but for Christians, 31st December 2023, like that Samaritan, like that stranger who came back and worshiped God and give glory to God, that's what we should do. Remember to give glory to God. And here, on the first part of my sermon, be grateful to God for His blessings. You say, I thank God for the blessings. No, thank God. Thank Him. The blessings. You will have the blessings when you have God. So thank God for His blessings, just like the Samaritan, and His blessings upon your life, being alive. You say, oh, being alive is just every day I wake up, I'm being alive. Do you know that even waking up, scientifically, it's already a miracle? To be able to wake up with all your senses coming back together, that is already a miracle. Do you know that many did not wake up? Being alive. Health. The Lord has blessed you with good health and protected you from all harm or danger. And I put down here God's blessings in provision. I did not say money. I said provision. God has provided for us in so many aspects of our lives. God has blessed our broken relationship, restored us back to a good relationship. God has blessed us in our work, in our studies. You say, well, it was because of my brain. Sorry, it's not. It's because of God's grace. And God enabled you to do so. It's because I'm so good at work, I could do all my KPI, my key performance indicators, and therefore I get promotion. No, promotion only comes from God. It does not come from anywhere else. Do you thank God for that? Thank God for the country. Thank God for the government. Today, when you see around the world and all the unrest that is going on, we thank God for peace. We thank God for the government. We pray for them. And God will grant them wisdom to lead this country in a God-fearing way. We thank God for the church. We thank God that we could come together as His people in Cornerstone Church. And that we thank God. What will be our next steps? Worship. Worship God. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Love Christ. That is the expression of worship. Let that be the starting point. Love Christ. We've also been reading through the devotions written by J.R. Miller. And I hope that you do read that every day, because it has blessed me a lot, and I'm sure that it will bless you. And that portion when he mentioned, love Christ, and that's the starting point of all our worship and our service to God. And how true, believe and embrace Him as Lord and Savior, and be God's channel of blessings to others. Be God's channel of blessings to others. And I'll read to you a portion of scripture, and this is taken from Matthew 25. And by now, all of you should have your Bible. And by now, all of you would know how to turn to Matthew 25. And by now, all of you would know how to go to verse 34. We have gone through our Bible study practice, and we all should know how to do that. Matthew 25, 34 to 40. And I would like us to read this together. Ready, go. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Praise the Lord. When we worship the Lord, as the Samaritan that came back and said, give glory to God. Give glory to God. Would you be like this Samaritan? Would you like to be this person who came back and thank God and then worship Him in spirit and in truth? In church, on the Lord's Day, see you at prayer meeting, see you at Bible studies, and then be God's channel of blessings to others, to bless others and others who are in need. And may the Lord help each and every one of us to be grateful to God for His blessings. Now, let us go to our second portion. Our first portion is, be grateful to God. Our second portion is, be ready for rapture. You say, what is this word? I've never heard this word before. Today, you will hear the word. Our Lord Jesus' imminent return. I thought we've just celebrated Christmas season. He came as a baby in a manger. Rapture. So where do we see this concept of rapture in the scriptures? It's taken from 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. And let us read this together. Ready, go. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. The portion of scripture that talks about rapture. In verse 13, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. What does it mean? The Apostle Paul is basically saying, I have something that I want to tell you. Listen up. That's basically what Paul is saying. Concern them which are asleep, those have died. Those have died in Christ, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Those have died in Christ. Do you miss some people who have died in Christ? Yes, I miss my dad, my mom. Thank God that my mom and dad, they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be their personal Lord and Savior. And they have slept in the Lord. And literally, my mother basically just slept on her bed and the Lord took her home. Concerning them which are asleep, sorrow not. Why? If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, which we believe, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, have died in Jesus, will God bring with him. Verse 13, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain. Remember we sang the song just now, Christ is coming, that we which are alive and remain, we which are alive and remain, how do these people who are alive and remain look like? They look just like you and me, that are alive and that remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent, shall not proceed, shall not go before them which are asleep, shall not go. They shall not proceed or go before them who have died. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Afterwards we will see. When will that be? With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17, where we get the word rapture. Then we which are alive, and that sounds like you and me, and remain, shall be caught up. The Greek word is harpazo, to snatch. The Latin word is raptus, and the English word is rapture. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up, shall be raptured together with them in the clouds, in the twinkling of an eye, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And this the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians and to us. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Why comfort? Firstly, those who are asleep, those who are dead in Christ, we shall meet with them again, our beloved. And the worries and troubles and all the challenges of our lives, the consequences of the sin-cursed world, we'll leave it all behind. Wherever comfort one another with these words. We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. In the clouds. So, rapture. And you can see right at the bottom there, I put you just in summary. I mean, it's a very complicated issue, but just in summary, rapture. And there comes the great suffering, tribulation. And at the end of that 7 years, second coming of Jesus Christ, and thereafter the millennium. So we have read 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. You and I. To meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So God snatches away all believers from the earth in order to make way for his righteous judgment to be poured out on the earth during the tribulation period. We look forward to the rapture. Be ready for rapture, our Lord Jesus' imminent return. Are you ready for the rapture? Now, then you say, what's the difference? Rapture, second coming. At the rapture, the Lord Jesus comes in the clouds to meet us in the air. And that's 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And before the wrath, before the tribulation comes in. But at the second coming, the Lord descends all the way to the earth to stand on the Mount of Olives, resulting in a great earthquake followed by a defeat of God's enemies. And God will defeat the Antichrist, establish the millennium. And that is the second coming. But here on 31st December 2023, I would like to plead with you, be ready for the rapture. Pray that we do not go through the tribulation, but pray that we might be in the rapture. And that is very important. Because when the second coming, that will be a different event. And it's in 2 Zechariah 14:1-4. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, when thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. The second coming, when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come to the Mount of Olives, that whole event focuses on Jerusalem. And the city shall be taken. Jerusalem will be taken. The houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. People, that is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What we are telling you today, be ready for the rapture. And that comes before that. And then you say that, then, when is the rapture? The answer is any time. Why any time? Because we need to watch out for these birth pangs before the second coming, which is the beginning of sorrows. And what is that birth pangs? Basically, for a pregnant woman to deliver the baby, there will be a lot of signs of birth pangs. And so Matthew 24:4-8 will tell us what those birth pangs are. Let us read this together. Ready, go. Matthew 24:4-8. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. All these are the beginning of sorrows, the birth pangs, just before tribulation, before the second coming of Christ. And you will say that the birth pangs, Matthew 24, 8, and when will that be? It has already started. The birth pangs has already started. They say, really? The birth pangs already started? Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. Many shall shall deceive many, whether outside church or inside the church. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And these birth pangs will intensify. It will intensify. It will become more and more. It will intensify, increasing in the frequency. And for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Does that sound familiar? And there shall be famines and pestilences. Does it sound familiar? Many of you are still unmasked. Reminds you of the pestilences, COVID-19. And in Singapore, we are preparing for disease X. Earthquakes in diverse places. But I'd like to show you this. The increasing in frequency and increasing in intensity, it will only get from bad to worse. And in Luke, which I shall not refer at this moment, because as we go through the whole book of Luke, we will come to that. The fig tree and all the trees shoot forth, and that will be the sign that summer is near. Well, I might as well show you. 29. And he spake to them a parable, Behold, the fig tree. And not only the fig tree, and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, put forth their leaves, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. Even in the agrarian society, in the society where they are well versed with agriculture, they will know that when you see these trees shoot forth, you know that summer is now at hand. Fig tree. What is that? Focus on Israel. Fig tree. And all the trees shoot forth. The birth pangs. The birth pangs that we have read. It will be increasing in frequency and intensity from bad to worse. And we have already seen a culmination of all these birth pangs. Natural signs. Earthquakes. Pestilences, famines, spiritual signs, deception, false teachers, sociological signs, LGBTQ, the abortion, drug abuse, technological signs, internet, social media, and now into the days of AI. Political signs, Israel. Zechariah 12:3 talks about Israel and the wars. You can see that these birth pangs, we can see and experience it and increasing in frequency and intensity. And all these intensity will be intensified so much before the second coming of Christ. But before that, there'll be tribulation. And all these things will be in the tribulation. But before all these things come, the blessed hope, God willing, will be raptured. And if you were to see The fig tree, Israel, 14th of May, 1948. Israel declared as a nation after the diaspora of AD 70, and God brought them back again in 14th of May, 1948. America, chop and say that. Yes, agreed. United Nations, agreed. May 1948. And you would also see that the whole world event will focus around that. And not only the fig tree, and all the trees will shoot forth. The signs, the birth pangs, it's coming. We are already experiencing it. And if we were to, some commentators will say, oh, before the millennium, we need to have 6,000 years. And from Adam all the way to the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe around 4,000 years. And from the Lord Jesus Christ to now, around coming close to 2,000 years. 4 plus 2, 6,000 years. The millennium will be the next 1,000 years. Dearly beloved, be ready for the rapture. When? Any time. Why? We've already been experiencing and saw the birth pangs, the beginning of sorrows. So, it is any time soon. It's imminent. Maybe today. Be prepared. As we step into 2024, be prepared. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ now. Live with eternity's values in view. What is eternity's values in view? Are all those things that we are accumulating, it'll be all left behind? Are they more important than drawing close to God and knowing God? And just like the Samaritan who came and worshiped God and give himself to God, study God's word, obey him from now onwards. And through the church, Cornerstone Church, will have all the God's means of grace to help you, to guide you. It is not to mark your attendance. Do you realize that we don't mark attendance every Sunday? But sometimes we still call you. Church, God's means of grace. We're responsible to have all these means of grace for you, that you'll be prepared. You'll be ready for the rapture. So in conclusion, 2024, live with eternity's values in view. I still want to make my millions. Okay, but don't forget the Lord. No, I don't have time for prayer meeting. Oh, I don't have time for evangelism. My other work is more important. People, check ourselves this time of the year. Romans 12, 1 to 2. Now, our church, and even when we look at scriptures, it is not that we mark your attendance and therefore you are more spiritual. No. But more importantly is our living for the Lord. And we do not nudge you. Sometimes, maybe in the pulpit, might scold you. But Paul the Apostle wrote to the people in Rome, I beseech you, I beg of you. Rapture is coming, people. When? Anytime. I beg of you, people. Let us read together Romans 12, 1 and 2 as a conclusion. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? Amen. Be grateful. Be ready. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious Father in heaven, we pray for thy Holy Spirit to convict our hearts today and set us right with thee and help us to determine, even in our own hearts, to determine to do right before the Lord and be grateful to God for all the blessings that thou hast showered upon us, and help us to be ready for rapture. For in thy word, we know that it is any time soon. So Lord, be merciful to thy people and help us. Through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, we pray. Amen.